This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, as promised, I am back, and as I am each and every week, but with me is here for episode number two is Jackie Shaker. She is a physical therapist, an athlete trainer, massage therapist, she is our expert in the Graston technique, and she was kind enough to return again this week. Welcome back again, Jackie.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Now, just to kind of get everybody up to speed who may have not heard your episode, I want to remind people they can certainly go to iTunes to hear last week's episode or go to our website. But you are now a clinical specialist for the Graston company, correct? That actually sells the Graston tools?
Yes. That basically, I'm the clinical advisor. So basically, any issues either from people interested in taking the technique or clinicians that have already taken either one of our trainings, they can direct their questions to me, and I can help clarify any information, provided, to provide them with answers to their questions. And I also do some of the teaching myself.
Yeah, and I think just for full disclosure here, we want to make sure that everybody knows that you are a 27-year physical therapist working, not all 27 years, but now currently working at Central Mass PT and Wellness in Worcester, Massachusetts, as well as a professor at Mount Wachusett Community College. And it sounds like, if I recall last week, you told me that you'd been using the Graston technique for about 8 to 10 years.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, so you definitely have the credentials. And we left it with, I think we ended our conversation last week with just a little bit of a clarification where I was trying to help my listeners who may not have the instruments, and I asked you a question about, well, could a listener or could someone actually use your same techniques that you use without the instruments? And I think your answer was, well, not very well. Do I have that correct?
Well, not necessarily not very well, but I would like to say that I personally have become much more effective as a manual therapist using the instruments. I don't want to disrespect the thousands and thousands of listeners who have used their hands effectively, and I would have put myself in that category prior to me using the instruments.
Okay, but you did actually share with us that you were surprised by the amount of feedback and the way that the instruments did help you become a better therapist with these tools.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get into some of the conditions and how you use this technique to help your patients obviously get better quicker.
Okay, great. So for the listeners out there, the indications for using the Graston technique are the same reasons or indications for doing any type of soft tissue mobilization. Okay, so if you want to increase circulation, you want to restart the healing process by inducing some controlled microtrauma, if you want to try and break up adhesions to get a joint moving better, those are some of the reasons. And then some of the additional applications that some of the GT clinicians have started experimenting with. We don't necessarily have the empirical evidence. I use the instruments to facilitate muscle contraction. So in other words, if I'm, working with an individual and I'm trying to facilitate a contraction of the deep multifidus, I might have the individual in their, exercise position to facilitate the contraction, and then I actually use the instruments over the target to try and facilitate a contraction. So that's a somewhat of a newer application, but I've been using it quite effectively in my practice. Some of the other things I do with the instruments is I'll put the patient in what we call a position of provocation. So in other words, if I have a runner who has heel pain, and they, are experiencing symptoms at the push-off phase, I'll put them in that position, and then I will use the instruments to, you know, increase tissue extensibility and bring circulation to try and promote pain-free movement. So in other words, I'll use the instruments while they're actually doing the activity that provokes some of their symptoms.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, do you find any patients that do not respond to this technique?
Yes. I mean, obviously, there's not one thing that I've ever done or learned that works 100% of the time. But, you know, I would say when it's a soft tissue lesion and the, you know, clinician has evaluated the patient and has determined the nature of the lesion, my outcomes have probably gone from maybe 50% with certain tricky conditions like plantar fasciosis or lateral epicondylosis to as high as 80 or 90%. Mm-hmm. So it's actually, you know, been a tremendous plus in my own personal clinical practice.
Now, it looks like this could be considered an uncomfortable technique for the patient. Is that a fair statement?
Well, you know, I guess I would say no.
Okay.
And this goes back to a physics principle. All right, and I tell, you know, when I'm instructing new clinicians, I show them straight away. If you have the instrument in your hand, it's a heavy instrument. It's dense. It's made of stainless steel, and it has a uniform treatment edge. So when I apply that instrument over a body part, I'm able to disperse my pressure across the uniform treatment edge.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to apply pressure with my fingers along a person's, say, forearm or you know, in their low back, I can't disperse my pressure manually equal across all my fingers. I just don't necessarily have the skill to be able to do that. So, you know, again, another pleasant surprise for me is that the technique can often be more comfortable for a patient as opposed to using my hands or my thumbs or my elbows where I can't necessarily apply uniform pressure.
I see. All right. Okay, so you've talked about, have you listed kind of all of the ways that you use the instruments then?
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, for the listeners that are familiar with soft tissue mobilization, any of the indications for, you know, any of the systems can be applied to the Grafson technique.
Okay. So how do I go about learning these techniques? It sounds to me like does it automatically, if I'm a manual therapist, does everything that I do manually then apply to the instruments, or is there some class or some training, special training you'd have to have with the instruments?
Okay, so soup to nuts. If somebody were interested, and I hope I've encouraged people to look further, the first place I would send people is to our website, www.grastontechnique.com. It has a wealth of information in terms of the technique. There's a PowerPoint which actually explains the physiological processes. There's a research page so people can see some of our outcomes.
Yes.
There's also an education page which outlines the process in terms of learning the technique. If a therapist is interested, they must take our Module 1 training, which is our basic technique. It's a 12-hour laboratory intensive. In other words, over 10 of those 12 hours is direct practice using the instruments. And minimally, in order to purchase the instruments, you have to take our Module 1 training.
I see.
Beyond that, we have a Module 2 training, which we suggest that clinicians take at least 6 months after they've been using the technique successfully in their practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an advanced seminar. It's you know, more practice integration. We go into specific treatment routines. We introduce weight bearing and movement in terms of using them in conjunction with the instruments. And if you want to be certified, it's a certificate of completion, you have to complete Module 1 and Module 2 training. You know, so many of our clinicians, you know, upon first exposure, take Module 1, and then they come back and take Module 2.
Okay. And just for listeners out there that might be maybe somewhat familiar with instrument-assisted therapy such as this, your technique uses stainless steel instruments, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, is there anyone else out there promoting a stainless steel, or are they all other materials?
Yeah. The stainless steel instruments are patented.
Okay.
So any of the other systems are some other type of material.
Okay. So listeners, as you're trying to correlate, that's your first tip. This is Graston. Now, one other question I have for you is, can you tell me about, the APTA is promoting evidence-based physical therapy. Can you maybe give us a few of your peer-reviewed research studies that have been completed and published?
Absolutely. I would direct listeners to the Journal of Orthopedic Sports Physical Therapy,
mm-hmm.
Last July's issue.
Okay.
And it is our most recent research. It was an animal study, randomized controlled trial. The scientist completing the study was Terry Logmagnani from Indianapolis.
Oh.
And basically, she looked at the application of Graston technique in terms of healing ligament ruptures,
mm-hmm.
And she compared a population, a control, to a group of rats receiving the instrument-assisted. And basically, just to provide a brief, summary, her research showed that the Graston-treated rat ligaments, the healing response was quite a bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
She then extended her research. She has not published, but she just presented at our combined sections meeting in February. Very interesting. She looked at another population of rats and showed significant angiogenesis in the Graston-treated ligaments 3 weeks after the last application of the treatment, which, again, it's one small study, even though it was a randomized controlled trial, but it shows, direct evidence that some of the things that we're saying as far as developing collateral circulation, enhancing healing response, she was able to prove those things in her laboratory research. And I anticipate that particular study will be published sometime in the near future as well.
Great. And as we all know, that will lead to future studies continuing
Absolutely.
To... validate. So, all right, well, excellent. We are absolutely out of time. We're up against the clock, but you did a great job, Jackie, sharing your expertise with our listeners today, and I want to thank you for taking your time to join us.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Jackie Shaker, DPT, ATC, massage therapist. She is the, she is a 27-year physical therapist at Central Mass PT and Wellness in Worcester, Massachusetts, but also is the clinical advisor for the Graston Technique, and we're very happy that you're with us today. I want to remind all of you this was part two, so there is a part one if you want to look on our website at pttalker.com, or you certainly can find us on iTunes. And want to also remind you to remind your friends to take a listen, check us out. We are not selling anything here. We are just trying to provide good information for physical therapists who are trying to enhance their expertise as they listen to those who maybe know something that they didn't. So we want to thank you for joining us. And this is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.